Hello.
Maybe you have the floor.
We're going to do show and tell because I think, oops, and the first thing I do is click the wrong button. Not a good, I don't know how many of you have seen this, but you're going to see it.
And this one's all wrapped out too, the doors are open.
It's an iPad, yes.
You see them in your neighborhood. You see them in my neighborhood. Houses that have been taken back by the bank. Houses that have fallen into disrepair once the people moved out. All because our financial system has fallen apart. Once the people move out, the house starts to drop in value. It drops quickly as the copper gets pulled out, electrical wiring gets pulled out, the air conditioner gets stolen. Windows and doors get broken and the raccoons move in. All the electrical wiring pulled out and sold for scrap. This house didn't have copper plumbing, it had plastic. But it did have a sink. Well, it did have it. Between the two pipes is where the furnace sat. Right next door to the house without a furnace, beautifully restored house. And 2 doors down, they're trying to sell their house. It's going to be hard to get the comps, thanks to the foreclosure. It's time to change this. It's time to tell the banks that when they take over a piece of property, they have to maintain it just like you or I. That it has to be in the same condition when they kick the people out as when they sell it again.
So, I put this up 3 weeks ago.
I'm David Osrodi, and I approve this message.
It already has more views. And Sharon spots from her last run, one of her most successful spots on YouTube, which I'm going to play you now. She had $740,000 to spend. I don't care how gerrymandered the district is. You can't send an amateur to go against somebody who's already got $750,000 in the bank. I've been on the campaign trail with her. I've heard her speak over and over and over. I've yet to hear her say anything substantive. I've yet to hear her take a position. She can't tell anybody why she would take money from the guys at Deutsche Bank who live in London and his wife. She took $4,600 from them. She can't tell you why she took the money, who it was that she took money from at Citigroup. If you want to endorse a one percenter to go against Mike Turner to wage a conventional campaign trying to go dollar for dollar, you're going to go zero for six. I can run a campaign in this district for under $100,000. In fact, I will not go higher than that. I will do it without taking money from political action committees, special interest groups, lobbyists, or corporations. First thing I did is I started producing materials. I put up a website. I started building a database. I have a mobile app where you can go on the phone and go figure out the voters that are right around you. You can start making calls. I have everything in place. I know the district. I know how to advertise. I produced printed materials, which I passed out to you if you were here at the last Democratic Party meeting. To this date, Sharon doesn't have a handout. What she does have is she hired a flunky. Now, the other four candidates, you heard from McMaster's, you saw what he's got. He ran as a Republican last time. I don't think this is really, you want to endorse somebody that goes back and forth party to party. Everybody here knows I'm a Democrat. Olivia Freeman, she showed up some of the time. She still doesn't have any printed material. Ryan Steele, nice kid. I like this kid. I like where he's going to end up when he's 35 maybe. But he's 28. You did saw what happened last time when you ran a 20-year-old against Mike Turner. The last one's Mac Van Allen. I like Mac, but he's got one website. He hasn't shown up. He's got very simple literature. And against Mike Turner, he's going to be ignored. He doesn't have the ability to get under Mike Turner's skin. I get under all of your skin. You can't stand me. So I can't understand why you wouldn't endorse me to go take a run at a man who I've had a 20-year grudge match with, who I know inside and out, who I can make miserable, and most importantly, I can mock where his money came from. I was the one who found out that his wife had a GSA schedule while he's and doing work for the Army Corps of Engineers while he's sitting in Congress. Talk about a conflict of interest. Talk about unethical. He did work for the Home Depot Political Action Committee. She did work for the Home Depot Political Action Committee. You got a lot of explaining to do why they would go all the way from Atlanta to come to Dayton, Ohio to find an ad agency to do their work, other than it was a congressman's wife and they were buying favors. I have, if you search for Mike Turner and corrupt, as Rari.com shows up. If you go and look on my site, I've got video of every single candidate speaking, every candidate's night, and it has my name on it. If you search for their names, the first thing, if you search for Sharon Newhart, up comes as Rari.com. It's going to continue that way, and it's going to also happen that way with Mike Turner. I am going to work incredibly hard to make that man miserable, to give him a first real challenge that he's had in the last 10 years. If you have, note, if you want to endorse tonight, and you want to endorse, you don't want to endorse me, don't endorse anybody else. I don't like endorsements in the primary, and I'd rather you didn't. You stayed out of it, but you feel the need to. I think the primaries are for the voters to decide, and I think they're perfectly capable on their own of doing that. But if you are going to endorse and you want somebody that's going to actually make an impact on Mike Turner and stop people from having Obama signs and Mike Turner signs in the same yard, I'm the right person. Any questions? No questions.
I just have one question for last time we did not endorse in the primary.
Right.
And we ended up with Joe Roberts. Do you want us to risk having somebody, a 28-year-old man?
Actually, I got to tell you, if you listen to Ryan Steele, he sounds pretty good. I still don't think it's a small group of the party's decision. At least I would say put it down, make recommendations and put it to the floor, as opposed to making the decision up here.
Well, it is made on the floor.
It's finalized on the floor because they didn't get to hear the candidates. But Greene County doesn't endorse, and I'm fine with that. And Fayette County, they don't have much of an organization, but they don't endorse as well. I would accept an endorsement. At some point, Sharon says she's got the Ohio AFL-CIO endorsement, so I have to have somebody's endorsement. Stacey Thompson was nice enough to do a 3.5-minute video that's on my site as of last night. Stacey was the number one vote getter in the last election. She beat all the other candidates that were running at the time. She got more than Lightsville, more than Joey. So I think I have the start of things going, and it's going pretty well, but I've always questioned this process. I've said that, and I'm going to stick to it. So I wouldn't feel bad if you didn't endorse me, but if you... it's a risk you take, I guess. Anyways, thank you very much, and off I go to St. County.
Thank you, David.
Have a good evening.
Thanks, David.